Wings of the Divine by Russell Simmons. Introduction: A Saint Who Defied Gravity. Throughout history, there have been men and women whose lives seem to shimmer with the touch of the divine. Individuals whose very existence defied reason, inspiring both wonder and devotion. Among these sacred figures, few have captivated the imagination quite like Saint Joseph of Cupertino, the humble friar who could not be bound by the laws of nature. Known as the Flying Saint, he astounded all who witnessed his miraculous levitations, hovering weightless in the air as if the invisible hands of angels had lifted him toward heaven. His life was a testament to the mystery and power of faith, proving that those who surrender entirely to God can transcend the limitations of the earthly world. But to truly understand Saint Joseph of Cupertino, one must look beyond the awe-inspiring miracles and delve into the profound struggles that defined his journey. His was not an easy road paved with divine favor. It was one of suffering, rejection, and endless trials that tested his faith at every turn. Born into extreme poverty and labeled a simpleton by those who misunderstood him, he endured ridicule, failure, and even persecution at the hands of his own religious brethren. Yet, through it all, he remained unwavering in his devotion, guided by an inner light that no hardship could extinguish. When faith takes flight, his supernatural gifts were not merely spectacles meant to dazzle the faithful. They were signs, manifestations of a soul so wholly consumed by the love of God that his very body could not remain anchored to the earth. Witnesses described how he would rise effortlessly into the air during moments of deep prayer, as if the gravity of heaven itself were calling him home. His levitations were not rare occurrences, but rather a common feature of his spiritual life, recorded by priests, fellow monks, and even the highest authorities of the church. In time, his reputation spread beyond the cloistered walls of his monastery, reaching the ears of kings, popes, and scholars who struggled to comprehend the divine mystery that surrounded him. The humble friar with a heavenly gift. Yet, for all his supernatural gifts, Saint Joseph of Cupertino was a man of radical humility. He did not seek fame or recognition, nor did he ever attempt to wield his miraculous abilities for personal gain. Instead, he embraced a life of profound simplicity, content in his role as a servant of God. He considered himself the least of all, a poor and ignorant man who deserved nothing, yet had been given everything by divine grace. His humility was his greatest strength, allowing him to bear the weight of suspicion, exile, and misunderstanding without losing his unwavering trust in God's plan. A journey beyond the bounds of the earthly. This book is an invitation to journey through the trials and triumphs of Saint Joseph of Cupertino, to witness the breathtaking miracles and profound hardships that shaped his path to sainthood. His story is not merely one of levitations and heavenly ecstasies. It is the story of a man who embodied absolute surrender to God, proving that true holiness is found not in the grandeur of miracles alone, but in the purity of a heart completely given to the divine. As we explore his extraordinary life, we are called to reflect on the boundless possibilities of faith, to question the limits we place on our own spiritual journeys, and perhaps to glimpse a world beyond what we once believed possible. Saint Joseph of Cupertino was not just a saint. He was a living bridge between heaven and earth, a luminous reminder that when we allow ourselves to be lifted by love, no force in the universe can hold us down. 1. A child born into hardship. In the sweltering heat of an Italian summer in 1603, the cries of a newborn echoed through the modest stone walls of a tiny cottage in the village of Cupertino. The child, Giuseppe Maria Desa, came into the world not with grandeur or celebration, but in the shadows of misfortune. His father, a simple yet honorable man, had passed away before Giuseppe even took his first breath, leaving his family burdened by crushing debt. The weight of financial ruin forced his mother, Francesca, to flee their home, seeking shelter in a stable, an irony not lost on those who would later compare the circumstances of his birth to that of Christ himself. A life shaped by rejection and hardship. From the very beginning, life offered little comfort to the boy who would one day be venerated as a saint. Poverty was a constant companion, and his childhood was marked by struggle. Scorned by those around him for his absent-minded nature and frequent daydreams, young Giuseppe was often dismissed as a simpleton. He was slow in speech and clumsy in action, earning him little affection from his peers and even less patience from his family. His mother, hardened by suffering, saw in him more a burden than a blessing. In a time when intelligence and practicality determined one's worth, Giuseppe's dreamy disposition and apparent lack of aptitude for anything useful seemed to seal his fate as an outcast. Signs of a greater destiny. Yet, beneath the veil of hardship, there were whispers of something extraordinary about the boy. From a young age, he exhibited an unusual sensitivity to the divine, drawn to prayer with an intensity that bewildered those around him. He would often drift into deep trances, staring at the heavens as if entranced by a world invisible to others. Though ridiculed for his absent-mindedness, those closest to him began to notice moments of inexplicable insight, flashes of wisdom that seemed beyond his years. A soul too big for the world. Despite his struggles, there was an undeniable gentleness to Giuseppe, a purity of heart that made even his harshest critics hesitate before casting him aside completely. He possessed an innate kindness, a love for all creatures, and a childlike trust in God that remained unshaken, even in the face of endless rejection. While the world dismissed him as foolish, heaven saw in him the makings of something far greater. Though no one could have imagined it at the time, the boy born in poverty, ridiculed for his simplicity, and discarded by society, would one day soar above them all, both in spirit and in body. His journey was only beginning, but even in the darkest corners of his early life, the seeds of his miraculous destiny had already been planted.